Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Dinner Theater. Boeing. November 23-25. Sudbury Performance Group presents the Dinner Theater production of Boeing. An appalling situation. A hit comedy similar in vein to Shakespeare's comedies of Merry Misadventures and Mistaken Identities, Boeing, tells the exploits of French bachelor Bernard and his lovely female flight attendants. Three flight attendants, to be exact, from three different countries, and they all believe they're engaged to Bernard. In the past, Bernard has been able to juggle these women due to his detailed timetable of his fiancée's flight schedules. When the situation changes and all of the women end up at his apartment on the same day, Bernard, with help from his bewildered friend Robert, struggles to keep them from learning the truth. Will the lying Lothario be able to keep up this charade, or will a disaster occur? As they say, all's well that ends well. The production runs November 23-25 at Thornlow University Theatre. Purchase tickets online here. Yes Theatre presents Matilda. The musical. November 24-December 17. Matilda. The musical is the multi-award-winning musical from the Royal Shakespeare Company, inspired by the beloved book by the incomparable Roald Dahl. With a book by Dennis Kelly and original songs by Tim Minchin, Matilda the Musical is the story of an extraordinary little girl who, armed with a vivid imagination and a sharp mind, dares to take a stand and change her own destiny. Winner of 99 international awards, including 24 for Best Musical, Matilda has been delighting audiences for over a decade and was recently adapted into a major motion picture on Netflix. The show runs November 24-December 17 at Sudbury Theatre Centre. You can purchase tickets to Yes Theatre's Matilda, the musical, online here. Downtown Sudbury Holiday Market. November 25th. All is merry and bright at the 4th Annual Downtown Sudbury Holiday Market. Ignite your holiday spirit as the downtown is transformed into a winter wonderland. Runs from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. November 25th on Durham Street. Take a photo with Santa, make s'mores at a bonfire, check out holiday gift ideas from local makers, enjoy family activities hosted by the YMCA, enjoy festive food options by local food trucks, hot toddy, mulled wine, hot cocoa or apple cider. Cash donations are being accepted for the Downtown Sudbury Cleanup Program. More information is available online here. SSO Concert, Poems for Snow. November 25th. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra's next concert, entitled Poems for Snow, runs at Laurentian University's Fraser Auditorium November 25th. The symphony's guest conductor is Francois Coe and the guest soloist is Benedicta Lozier on violin. Coe will conduct the beautiful poem for orchestra and solo violin and the exciting Legends by Jacques Etou along with some of everyone's favorite seasonal favorites. Purchase tickets online here. Les Troubadours Christmas Show. November 25th. A tradition endures when it is truly imbued with life. Les Troubadours was formed almost 30 years ago, and ever since, it has radiated warmth and joy, nurtured friendship in harmony and wholeheartedly shared the vivid emotions conveyed by choral music. Director Stephanie Doyle is preparing a concert that embodies both the holiday spirit and a beautiful Sudbury tradition. The show runs November 25th at 7 p.m. at Place des Arts. Purchase tickets online here. Indie Cinema Documentary Screening November 25 following Greater Sudbury Council passing a motion declaring intimate partner violence an epidemic, Sudbury Indie Cinema is screening a film November 25th focusing on the topic. Local filmmaker Emilce Quevedo presents her first feature documentary, We, the Women. It's a very personal story crafted by Quevedo over the course of several years in an attempt to unravel and end an intergenerational legacy of abuse suffered by multiple generations of family members, including her grandmother, mother and all her aunts. A filmmaker Q&A with her, with a little help with translation from Spanish to English, will be a highlight Sudbureans can enjoy. The YWCA Wrapped in Courage campaign will be the recipient of $5 from each ticket sold, and purple scarves will be available at the event. Tickets are $15 advance or $20 at the door. Doors open 6:30 p.m., and the 70 minutes. Film rolls around 7 p.m. Purchase tickets through the Indies website. Sudbury Arts Council Annual General Meeting November 27. Sudbury Arts Council holds its annual general meeting Monday, November 27 at Sudbury Indie Cinema, 162 Mackenzie Street. The first 10 people to arrive at the AGM will receive two tickets to the Indie Cinema valued at $24. Free popcorn and pop and water are available. Attendees will have a chance to share news about events and projects at the meeting. The 2023 SAC Board is proposing changes to the bylaws. The current bylaws and the proposed changes can be viewed online here. If you have not purchased or renewed your SAC membership, this can be done at the AGM. Individual memberships are $20, group memberships are $35, Holiday Train November 29. The CPKC Holiday Train visits Sudbury November 29. The train arrives at the Via station on Elgin Street at 8:50 p.m., with the concert lasting from 9:15 to 9:45 p.m. The performers are the Anyway Gang. A few summers ago, four friends from four of Canada's most notable bands, Dave Monks from Tokyo Police Club, Sam Roberts from Sam Roberts Band, Menno Versteeg from Colorado, and Chris Murphy from Sloan, got together to write some songs. Their first single, Big Night, went to number one on alternative radio. Fast forward to 2023, the band is back with a full-length record called Still Anyways. The Holiday Train is back for its 25th year in 2023, supporting food banks and food shelves by raising money, food and awareness for food insecurity issues. Tree Lighting, Azilda, November 30. The Tree of Hope will be lit at the Doghouse in Azilda at 6 p.m. November 30. The tree will be adorned with memorial lights and wreaths as a result of generous community donations by individuals, families and corporations. Learn how you can purchase a light or a wreath here. The event is put on as part of Café Heritage's Festival Noël. Thrifty Thursdays at SWC November 30. The Sudbury Women's Center, SWC, has unveiled a monthly fundraiser aimed at helping women, girls, trans and non-binary individuals navigate violent and challenging life situations. Calling it Thrifty Thursdays, the SWC invites the community to join the cause by thrifting at their My Sister's Closet boutique. The fundraiser will be held the last Thursday of each month, with all proceeds going towards providing clients with basic needs items. The next event will be held November 30 from 6 to 8 p.m. at SWC, located at 174 Douglas Street, Suite 201. Participants not only have a chance to support a crucial cause but also an opportunity to win a Starbucks prize pack valued at over $100. To participate in the Thrifty Thursday fundraiser or for more information about SWC and its initiatives, please visit the SWC website or contact Ray Ann Neville at ray-ann.neville@sudburywc.ca or call 705-673-1916, ext. 104. Tree Lighting Ceremony, Tom Davies Square, December 1. Mayor Paul Lefebvre is joining City Council by hosting a tree lighting ceremony in the courtyard of Tom Davies Square at 6 p.m. on December 1. The event will be accompanied by performances and complimentary hot chocolate and treats. GOVA Transit will offer free transportation to those wanting to take part in the event, a city media release noted, encouraging riders to let bus operators know they'll be attending the ceremony and they'll be let on for free. The Merry and Bright tree will be lit from December 1 until the week after Orthodox Christmas. The tree is an artificial spruce standing 26 feet tall and 12 feet in diameter. It is lit with 1,325 high-efficiency warm white LED bulbs which accomplish 80% energy savings compared to traditional incandescent bulbs. Dirkic Festival of Lights December 1-25 Derek Dirkic is back once again with his awesome front yard Christmas light display. The Cambrian Heights resident brightens up everyone's holiday season each year in benefit of the Edgar Burton Sudbury Christmas Food Drive. The lights are on from 6 to 9 p.m. from Friday to Sunday, from December 1 through December 25. There are also special appearances from Santa Claus from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, December 8, Sunday, December 10, Saturday, December 16, Sunday, December 17, Friday, December 22, and Saturday, December 23. The Sudbury Grinch appears on December 8, 16 and 23. Everyone who visits is asked to bring a donation of non-perishable food and cash for the food drive. Durkak's display is located at 48 Severn Street, in the Donovan, Cambrian Heights area, off of Burton Drive. Learn more on the Durkak's Facebook page. Light Up Kivy Park. December 2. Kivy Park holds its fundraiser Light Up Kivy Park from 5 to 8 p.m. December 2. Join us for a luminous celebration as we transform Kivy Park into a winter wonderland, said a press release. Witness the magic as more than 82 trees light up for the first time this season. Families, friends, and the entire community are invited to partake in the seasonal cheer. Event includes s'more stations, storybook walk, photo booth, a special visit from Santa, Santa letter writing station, beaver tails and local jerky plus. Admission is by donation to Kivy's Accessibility Fund, which is dedicated to breaking down barriers that hinder access to the park and its myriad offerings. Greater Sudbury Art Crawl. December 2. The 10th annual Greater Sudbury Art Crawl is set to go on December 2 this year. The Sudbury Arts Council is excited to announce that the Greater Sudbury Art Crawl is celebrating its 10th anniversary that is bigger and better than ever with events throughout the area, including the downtown, New Sudbury, Donovan and South End, Walden, states the group's news release. The December 2 event runs 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Participants will see a variety of artistic expression during the crawl. Paintings, pottery, photo art, sculptures, musician, authors, actors, filmmakers, and multimedia to mention a few that will be on display and performing at local businesses and institutions. The full list of locations is available here. Santa Shuffle. December 2. The Salvation Army Santa Shuffle takes place in Sudbury December 2 in support of Sudbury Cedar Place, an emergency shelter for women and families facing homelessness. The Santa Shuffle began 33 years ago in Edmonton, Alberta, when Running Room members decided to use their passion for running to raise money and support for the Salvation Army and the less fortunate in their community. In 2001, the Santa Shuffle became a national event offering a 5-kilometer fun elf run and 1-kilometer elf walk for all ages and skill levels. The Sudbury event takes place on the Laurentian University campus. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. at the Geno Tihanyi Olympic Gold Pool at Laurentian University, with the run starting at 10 a.m. Participants pay a registration fee and collect pledges for this event. Register online here. Gallery Christmas Open House Deck. 2-3 Sudbury artist Sue Lampinen holds her Christmas Open House December 2-3 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come by for your Christmas shopping, refreshments and door prizes. The event takes place at Lampinen Fine Art and Custom Framing at 1350 Regent Street, across from the Shell Station. Phone 705-522-8068. Tree Lighting Ceremony, Copper Cliff, Deck. 3. Take in the annual Copper Cliff Tree Lighting Ceremony Sunday, December 3. Hosted by the Copper Cliff CAN, the event begins at 5 p.m. at the Copper Cliff Museum. Enjoy games, a visit with Santa Claus, refreshments including hot chocolate, candy canes and cookies, and the tree lighting itself, of course. Donations of non-perishable food items will be collected. Parking is available at the nearby McClelland Arena. GNO presents Against the Grain. Richelle Bergeron until December 3. Richelle Bergeron's Against the Grain is an exploration of human existence, captured through an intimate lens and rendered in the timeless medium of black and white photography, using Kodak TMY120 film. Each photograph within this series tells a story of individuals who navigate life in a distinctive and unorthodox manner, embracing their own unique path, often in defiance of societal norms. The show runs through until December 3. Galerie du Nouvel Ontario is located within the Place des Arts building downtown. More information is available online here. Christmas Concert, Bel Canto Chorus, Dec. 7-8 The Bel Canto Chorus performs its annual Christmas concerts December 7-8. The concerts take place at 7:30 p.m. at St. Andrew's Place. Enjoy holiday classics such as Christmas Time Is Here, We Need a Little Christmas, A Winter's Day and many more. Directed by Susan Urquhart and collaborative pianist, Dr. Charlene Biggs. Special guest Dr. Jamie Arrowsmith on viola. Tickets are $20 and are available at Messier's, your independent grocer in the South End, Capujo Espresso Bar downtown, and Jet Landry Music in New Sudbury. Tree lighting ceremony, Anderson Farm Museum, Dec. 9. A family-friendly event in Lively is slated to help usher in the Christmas season, with the Anderson Farm Museum Heritage Society hosting their 15th annual Christmas tree lighting celebration. The event is taking place on December 9, from 6-8 p.m., at the Anderson Farm Museum, according to a media release issued by the Society. The official tree lighting itself will take place at 6 p.m., and will be followed by Christmas songs sung by choirs from École St. Paul, R.H. Murray P.S., St. James School and Walden P.S. Inside the stable, children can meet Santa Claus and everyone can enjoy free hot chocolate and coffee, cookies and candies, plus fresh popcorn, all thanks to sponsorships. Children can milk Northern Maple, the life-sized cow, supervised by a dairy educator, and enjoy 250 milliliters cartons of chocolate and white milk. Inside the granary, you will find Santa's helpers, a display of vintage toys and woodworking projects by Walden Seniors Woodworkers, plus free refreshments. Outside, you can meet Walden area volunteer firefighters with their fire trucks and enjoy winter fun by sliding behind the barn. There will be no parking on site at Anderson Farm Museum, but a free shuttle service will help transport people from the Walden Arena parking lot to the center court of Anderson Farm Museum. For more information, like the Anderson Farm Museum Heritage Society on Facebook. Book launch, author Kim David Sherratt. December 9th. Kim David Sherratt releases her book, Unlocking the Healing Power of Meditative Prayer. Your Guide to Spiritual Transformation, from 2-4 p.m. December 9th at All Nations Church. Enjoy free food, drinks and music during the book launch. In the ebb and flow of life, amidst the storms and tranquility, we as humans have consistently sought solace, said the book's description. The echoes of our soul reach out, yearning for a connection that bridges our earthly existence with the spiritual realm. This deep-seated desire has drawn us to the comforting embrace of prayer and the profound realms of meditative prayer. As you cradle this book, realize that within your grasp is not just an assembly of pages, but a transformative key. You can check out the book through Amazon. Lights on Home Decorating Contest. Until December 11th, take part in the Lights on Home Decorating Contest, organized by Café Heritage as part of its annual Festival Noël festivities. Residents and businesses in Rayside Balfour are encouraged to decorate for the holiday season for a chance to win prize money. Enter between November 11th and December 11th. The winners will be announced at the Winter Wonderland opening on December 15th. The first place winner brings home $1,000, the runner-up $500 and the finalist $250. Email info at cafeheritage.ca for more information. Gallery 6500 presents Martin Koteluk. Until January 5, 2024. Gallery 6500 presents an exhibition of paintings, sketches by local artist Martin Koteluk entitled A Study in Contrast. He has been inspired by the landscapes that inspired the Group of Seven, but in contrast the exhibit also includes more abstract pieces of art, as well as sketches of everyday items that have caught his eye. Koteluk is an accomplished artist whose talents have been highlighted by the magazine's International Artist, American Art Collection, and he has won several awards with the La Cloche Art Show and the Northern Ontario Artist Association. The exhibit can be viewed weekdays from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. until January 5, 2024. Festival of Lights. Until January 7, 2024. Enjoy the outdoors and take in the holiday light scenes throughout the Science North grounds. The massive displays were originally created by two families in Garson some decades ago. The display now encompasses over 250 separate elements containing approximately 3.25 kilometers of lighting with nearly 55,000 LED lights. Admission and parking is free, but a voluntary donation to the Sudbury Charities Foundation is appreciated. GNO presents Le Nouveau Louvre until January 9, 2024. For its 28th edition, the GNO is back with its long-awaited annual event, Le Nouveau Louvre, a holiday art sale. For the occasion, the gallery walls will be plastered with works by your favorite local and regional artists. Shop in person at the GNO, or online on the gallery's website, to find that rare gem. All works are sold for $200. Profits are shared between the artist and the GNO. First come, first served. Runs until January 9, 2024. Read more online here. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents Brandon Restoul at Laughing Buddha until January 23, 2024. Although the Art Gallery of Sudbury's main site at the Bell Mansion is currently closed for safety reasons, an off-site exhibit by Brandon Restoul continues at the Laughing Buddha restaurant downtown until January 23, 2024. What were once two mediums I simply enjoyed to tinker around with, have evolved to tools of self-healing, he said in an artist's statement. It's been beautiful to see my most treasured moments and the people and places my eyes refuse to forget reflect through my photography. Likewise, with my poetry, which joined the party a few years ago. I once resented only catching myself writing when I was stuck in dark places. However, as I've grown alongside it, it's allowed me to be vulnerable and share my sadness, anger, grief and depression in a safe and fulfilling way. Enjoy the roller coaster that I am. Pierogies and cabbage rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Senior Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.